稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两课中，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
芳华向神的仆人问安，欢迎来到晨曦讲座。愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。礼拜三的晨曦讲座，我们进行的主题是传承跨代的危机与转机，讲员是曾金发牧师。曾牧师从17岁就开始在教会服事，他从自己对主信心的操练，到以神的话语为内心的喜悦，以遵守圣经活出神的话为目标，成为他一生的祝福。曾牧师思维敏锐，是一个经验丰富、专门培训门徒的牧师，是亚洲最受欢迎的释经讲道者之一。他具有特殊的恩赐，就是能够将事物化繁为简。他的双重服事热诚是释经讲道以及领袖的培育。曾牧师的圣经讲道既富有独特的见解，又发人深省，使他成为世界各大城市广受欢迎的讲员。今天曾牧师的分享和昨天钟老师的灵修神学有异曲同工之妙。曾牧师以耶利米书6:16的经文勉励同工，在忙碌中学会安静。经文说，耶和华如此说，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，那是善道，便行在其间，这样你们心里必得安息。以下我们一块儿来听。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听传承跨代的危机与转机。
In our spiritual life, we must be careful of distraction.
在我们属灵的旅途中，我们要小心，被分心。
The opposite of distraction is focus and intentionality.
然后它需要我们焦点聚集以及我们的刻意的注意。
We must learn to be intentional in how we live unto the purposes of God.
我们需要注意到，就是我们需要刻意把主托付给我们的生命活出来。
But distraction can easily derail us.
可是分心却使我们走偏了。
And one of the marks of distraction is we are drifting along.
其中一个分心的记号就是我们虚度我们的人生。
There is a aimlessness, a meaninglessness, even in our spiritual journey.
没有目标，没有意义的慢行。
Oh, we may still be serving and active in ministry, but inside is spiritually dry.
外表我们可能继续服事，继续忙碌，可是里面却是失去方向。
There is no passion and life.
里面没有热诚，没有生命力。
Because we are already distracted and drifting.
因为我们已经开始漂移，开始被分心了。
When I was 18 years old, like most Singaporean boys, I was in the army training.
我像一般18岁的年轻人一样，当时我在新加坡的军队里面服役。
And one of the army training is diving.
其中一个训练就是我们要潜水。
So we have a 55 kg twin tank and we are diving about 30 feet underwater.
所以我们背着一个30磅左右的一个桶子，然后跳到水里面很深的地方。
So the exercise was a simple one. The boat took us offshore. We are supposed to dive down and then swim back to shore.
那个训练很简单，我们就是坐船离开岸边，潜到水里面自己游回来。
So with the twin tank and the mask, we did a backflip and we went into the water.
所以带着氧气筒跟那个面罩，我们往后仰，就掉到水里面去。
It was a beautiful day and I was distracted.
那天风景漂亮，我就分了心。
The sun was shining, I could see the bubbles. It was wonderful.
阳光普照，然后看到水里面的气泡，我就很欣赏。
And so instead of diving to the seabed, I was just looking at the bubbles and floating around.
所以应该是潜到水里面、水底上面去的，我却浮在上面欣赏阳光、欣赏那个气泡。
Because I was quite a good swimmer, so I don't think there's a problem swimming to shore afterwards.
因为我是蛮会游泳的，所以我觉得应该不会有问题游回岸边。
But every one of us junior officers under training, we have a Jerbex float. It's a float whereby the instructor can see where the cadets are or where the junior officers are.
可是我们是受训的人，所以我们背上有一个杆子，所以这些教官会看见我们到底在哪里。
And suddenly I felt a tug on the Jerbex floats, meaning I'm supposed to surface.
然后突然间我就发觉我这个杆子有人拉一下，就是表示说我应该要浮上来了。
So I surfaced and I got scolded.
然后我就浮上来，结果给臭骂一顿。
What do you think you are doing?
你在干什么？
And then I was turning around, and I had a shock of my life. I was so far offshore.
我转头一看我周围，结果我发觉非常惊讶，原来我离开岸边非常的远。
I was caught in an underwater current, and I didn't realize it.
我在水底上面被那个水流抓住，我一点都不警觉。
It drifted me very far offshore,
把我从岸边一直拖到外面去。
Into shark-infested waters,
然后让我们去到一个让把我带到一个充满了鲨鱼的地方。
I like seafood, but I don't like being seafood.
我喜欢吃海鲜，可是我不想成为海里面海鲜。
That day I learned a lesson.
那天我学了一个功课。
That when we are drifting, we don't realize it.
当我们漂移的时候，当我们流浪的时候，我们其实并不自觉的。
It is true of the spiritual life.
属灵生命也是如此。
Don't drift.
不要漂离。
Don't just go through the motion and the routine.
不要只是每天照样一天撞一天钟这样过生活。
Pursue God with a passion.
以我们的热诚去追寻主。
Live a grand adventure of faith.
带着信心过一个冒险的生活。
There is a supernaturalness in Christianity.
在基督教信仰中间有它超自然的层面。
God works in supernatural ways.
常常常在超自然中运作。
So we don't just go through the routine of ministry, the routine of leadership.
所以我们不至于日复一日做同样的事情。
We live a grand adventure with God.
我们跟主过着一个充满冒险的生活。
It's a sacred quest.
这个是一个神圣的追寻
，quest to return to the ancient paths。
这个追寻是要我们回到古道上面去。
And it's a quest we have to pass on to the next generation and pass on to leaders who follow。
这个追寻是我们用来传承给下一代，也传承给下一个接棒人的。
There is an Old Testament verse that has enormous implication for discipleship today。
在旧约有一节的经文对今天的门徒训练有非常深刻的意义。
And that's in the one verse in Jeremiah 6:16.
经文在耶利米书第六章十六节。
Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways and see, and ask for the ancient path where the good way is, and walk in it, and you'll find rest for your souls.
耶和华如此说，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，哪条是善道，便行在其间。
There are three very important lessons from this one verse.
在这单单一节经文中间有三个很重要的功课可以学。
The first lesson is in the midst of busyness, learn to be still.
第一个在百忙之中我们要学习安静。
The first counsel is stand by the ways and see.
第一个给我们的劝告就是说我们要站在路上来看。
In other words, stop and look.
换句话说就停下步来然后观看。
Don't just be busy, busy, busy.
不要一直忙，一直忙。
Learn to be still in the presence of God.
学习在神的面前安静下来。
Learn to spend time with God.
学习在与神相处。
There are many Christians who work for God, but they do not spend adequate time with God.
很多的信徒是替神工作，却没有花时间与神相处。
We are overcommitted but underconnected.
我们是过度的投入，却是非常的脱节。
And it's important for us to keep on being connected with God.
可是非常重要的是，我们必须要常常与主连接。
In one of the Superman movies, Superman was flying to the apartment of Lois Lane and went to her balcony.
然后有在很多的这个超人电影中间，有一幕是超人在那边空中飞到他女朋友的阳台上面。
And so he lifted up Lois Lane into the night sky, and they were flying.
他就把他女朋友抱起来，然后就一起飞出去。
Of course, Lois Lane was scared, so she hold on tight to Superman.
所以当然，他女朋友非常害怕，所以他把超人抓得紧紧的。
But after a while, she gained confidence, and she was flying along with him in the night sky.
过了一会，他慢慢习惯了，他就有自信心，所以他就跟他一起，好像一起飞行一样。
She was even stretching out her hands to mimic Superman flying.
他甚至学习飞超人这样，把手伸出来，好像在飞。
And at one point, they were just touching fingertips to fingertips, and she was flying.
在某个阶段，他们两个人只是手指跟手指相碰，在飞行。
Suddenly, because of air turbulence, the fingertips disconnected, and Lois Lane fell like a ton of bricks.
可是突然间有气流来了，把他们两个人手都分开了，结果他女朋友就往下掉。
Of course, Superman flew down and caught her.
当然，超人马上飞下去把她接回来。
But that night, Lois Lane learned a lesson.
可是那天晚上，他的女朋友学到一个重要的功课。
Only Superman can fly.
只有超人会飞。
She flew in connection with him.
他之所以能够飞，是因为他跟他连接。
My brothers and sisters, we must stay connected with Jesus Christ.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们必须要跟主耶稣连接。
Only Jesus has the wisdom and the power and the authority that is in God.
只有耶稣在主里面有智慧，有能力。
We serve with wisdom and strength in connection with Jesus Christ.
当我们以智慧跟能力来服侍的时候，因为我们与耶稣相连。
We must give careful time and attention to be connected with God daily.
我们必须要刻意的每一天与主相连。
I once met with George Verver, founder of Operations Mobilization.
我有一次跟 George Verver 这位普世宣教的同工一起同工。
And in our conversation, he said sincerely, I live in revival daily.
他有一次在分享中间，他非常真诚地说，我每一天活在复兴中。
I have seen servants of Christ who follow God passionately and they live in connection with him daily.
我看到主的工人，他们以热诚来服侍主，他每一天与主相连。
But to do that, we must learn to stop and connect.
能够如此，我们必须要学习停下来。
A story was told of a man who worked very hard and doesn't come home for dinner, and his wife was upset.
这样一个故事，有一个人工作非常忙碌，他几乎没有晚上回家吃饭了，所以他太太很不高兴。
The wife kept nagging him, so one day he said, "Okay, I'll come home for dinner."
但那个太太就很生气，所以他有一天他答应太太说，好，今天晚上我回来吃晚饭。
So as he was driving home for dinner, he saw in an open field a group of donkeys.
他开车回家路上看见在路上有一群驴子。
The day was over, the factory whistle blew and the donkeys went back to the stall.
然后天黑了，然后这个主人吹哨子，所以这群驴子就回家。
So he had an idea, my wife should see this.
所以他突然想到说，我太太应该看到这一幕。
If the whistle blow, they all go home. They are as useless as donkeys.
然后他们好像说天黑了，主人吹哨子了，这群驴子就回家，好像没什么用。
So the next day, he told his wife, "Come to my office, and we'll go home together for dinner."
所以第二天，他叫太太来说，你跟我一起去上班，在办公室，我们回家一起回去。
And he timed the drive so that the whistle blow and the donkeys went home.
所以他。计算好时间，刚好到那个地方，就会听到哨子吹了，那驴子要回去。
So he said to his wife, "Look, look, look! What do you see? What do you learn?"
所以他就跟他太太说：“哎，你看，你觉得在这一幕你学到什么
？”He wanted to say, "If the donkeys just go home when the whistle blew, they are useless like donkeys."
他希望他看到就是说，这群驴子听到哨声回家，这群驴子好像没什么用了。
So he asked his wife, "What do you learn? What do you learn?"
他就问他太太：“你看到学到什么？”
The wife says, "Simple. Even the donkeys know how to go home."
他太太就说：“很简单啊，连驴子都知道什么时候该回家。”
We must learn how to stop our busyness.
我们需要学习在忙碌中停下来。
Now Satan has a strategy. Satan tells us, "Don't start. Relax. Don't start."
撒旦有一个策略告诉我们，不要开始，不要开始。
Relax. Don't have to begin these things for God.
放松吧，好好过日子，不需要为神忙这个忙那个，开始这个。
Don't get involved.
不要参与在这些事情上面。
But the minute we get involved, he tells us, don't stop, speed up, speed up.
可是一旦你参与，撒旦就会跟你说，不要停，继续，继续。
Because either don't start or don't stop, Satan wins.
因为在这个不要开始跟不要停止之间，撒旦就赢了。
Many Christians are not involved and Satan wins.
很多基督徒不冷不热，撒旦赢了。
But many Christians are involved and they are overly busy and Satan wins.
可是很多信徒却是参与在事工中忙得不得了，撒旦也赢了。
In the midst of our busyness, we must learn to be still.
在忙碌中我们必须要学习安静下来。
It is counterintuitive.
这个是违反我们的本能的。
Because we don't know how to be still.
因为我们不晓得怎么样安静。
In the tsunami that happened in Thailand, there was a fisherman out at sea with other fishermen.
在泰国有一次海啸发生的时候，有一个渔夫在海上跟他的同伴在一起。
When the fishermen knew the tsunami was coming, they were rushing their boats to the shore to escape the tsunami.
当这个渔夫发觉海啸要来了，他赶快把船开回去港湾那边，希望能够逃过这个海啸。
And a number of the fishermen did not survive.
结果很多的渔夫没有办法在这次里面丧失生命。
Oh, they were good swimmers.
他们都是很会游泳的。
But when the ton of waters fall upon them, the air is crushed out of their lungs and they drown.
可是那么大排山倒海的海浪过来的时候，他们肺里面的气都给挤光了，所以他们就淹没了。
But there was a young fisherman who survived.
可是其中有一个年轻的渔夫却生存下来。
So later they interviewed him to find out how he survived.
所以后来有人去访问他，问他你怎么生存下来的。
This young fisherman says, I turned, I saw the big tsunami wave coming.
他说我回头看到那么大一个海浪冲过来。
I saw the rest of the fishermen trying to paddle their boats to the shore.
我看到很多渔夫想办法把船要冲到岸边去。
I knew I couldn't make it.
我知道我来不及。
So instead of paddling to the shore, I turned my boat and I paddled it out at sea.
所以，与其往岸边去，我把船转过来，往海里面开过去。
And so my boat was up in the crave, the wave. It carried up and then came down. It carried up again and came down, and I survived.
所以我的船就这样子爬上浪峰下来，爬上浪峰这样下来，结果我就活下来了。
What he did was counterintuitive.
他所做的是跟他的本能反应违背的。
The intuition is go to shore and run.
本能的告诉我们，赶快跑到海边，跑到岸边去逃命。
He turned the boat out at sea.
可是他却往反方向去。
In ministry and leadership, the intuitive thing is be busy.Be active.
在服事现场，我们的本能反应是忙，赶快做事。
The counterintuitive thing we must learn is to be still.
可是违反本能的就是我们需要学习安静。
So that ministry is an outflow of our life.
所以侍奉成为我们生命的流露。
And the quality of our life determines the quality of our ministry.
我们生命的品质会决定我们侍奉的品质。
Because our focus is to do the will of God.
因为我们的焦点是要做神的旨意。
Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else.
不多也不少，也不是别的，就是神的旨意。
We don't have to do more, we shouldn't do less.
我们不应该做更多，也不应该做更少。
We do what God apportions for us.
我们做神量给我们的那一份。
We keep our priorities intact.
我们把我们的优先顺序抓稳。
In the midst of a busy ministry, we learn to be still.
在侍奉的忙碌中，我们学习安静停下来。
Now to apply this stillness, I want to suggest we have a stop doing list.
所以，如果我们能够停下来，我建议各位有一份不做事的单子。
so that we learn to stop and be still.
所以我们能够学习停下来安静。
In leadership, we always say you must have do list and priorities.
在领导管理中间，我们常常说有一堆要代办的事情。
That is true, but I learned the importance also of a stop doing list.
那个当然是对的，可是我也学会到，要是我们能够另外一份不做事的清单。
I give you an example. Suppose I want to lose weight.
举个例，如果说我想减重。
So I decided to lose weight, I must do exercises.
所以我就决定说，我如果要减重，我必须要做锻炼，做运动。
But no matter how much I exercise,
可是无论我多运动多少
if there are some bad habits I do not stop, the exercises are actually useless.
可是如果我有一些坏习惯我不改掉，那我的运动锻炼就没有用了。
If I want to lose weight, what I need to learn is to stop having late night supper.
所以如果我要减重减肥，我第一样事情需要就是说不要吃宵夜。
Because if I keep eating, no matter what exercise I do, I cannot lose weight.
如果我一直在吃宵夜，我无论运动多少，我仍然是那样的重。
There are certain things I must stop doing so that what I do, there are benefits.
所以有一些事情我要学习不要做，以致我做的事情能够有它的好处出来。
If I don't stop overeating, no matter what exercise I do, there is very little benefit.
所以如果我不停止暴饮暴食，那我就没有办法得到锻炼的好处。
So learn there are certain things we have to stop.
所以学习不做一些事情。
A pastor was visiting an asylum.
有一次有一个牧师去探访一个精神病院。
It was overcrowded.
精神病院里面非常多病人。
So they have to release some of these mad people.
所以他们需要把其中一些病患放出去。
The pastor asked, "How do you decide which one to release?"
所以他们牧师就问医院当局说：“你们怎么决定要放哪些病人出去
？”So the chaplain said, "Come, pastor, I show you how."
所以那个院牧就跟牧师说：“你来，我告诉你。
”Went to the bathroom. There was a bathtub filled with water.
所以他们进到浴室里面，有一个浴缸满都是水。
The tap was flowing, and the water was overflowing.
所以那个水龙头开着，水一直满出来。
And there was a cup and there was a pail.
所以他这里有一个杯子跟一个桶子。
And the pastor was asked, "How will you stop the water from overflowing?"
所以这个牧师看到了，就问他说：“你怎么能够使那个水不再满出来
？”The pastor said, "Obvious, I will use the pail."
那当然我会用那个桶子。
Then the chaplain said, "In that case, you have to continue to stay in the asylum."
他说：“如果你这个答案是这样子，你继续留在精神病院里面。”
The pastor said, "Surely I can't use the cup."
他在那个牧师说：“那我不会用那个杯子啊。”
And the chaplain said, "No. First thing, you turn off the water."
然后他说：“不对，第一个你该做的事情是把水龙头关起来。”
You see, there are certain things we must stop doing.
你看，我们必须要使一些事情停下来。
Because no matter how much you pour out the water continues to flow, it will still overflow.
所以无论你用杯子用桶子把水摇出去，可是那个水继续会满出来。
My brothers and sisters, don't trivialize with sin.
各位弟兄姊妹，不要小看你的罪。
You cannot manage sin.
你没有办法管理你的罪。
You cannot think, let me deal with it one step at a time, so it becomes lesser and lesser and lesser.
你没有办法说每天管理一点点一点点，上使那个罪越来越小。
God did not call us to manage our sin; He calls us to repent.
神没有呼召我们管理我们的罪，神呼召我们去悔改。
To turn around,
改变方向。
Because if we don't stop that, all the discipleship training, all quiet time, scripture memory, prayer life, it doesn't work.
因为我们不停止罪的话，所有门训一切的策略通通没用。
Because you have not turned off the tap.
因为你没有把那个水龙头水源关掉。
Because you have not learned to be counterintuitive.
因为你还没学会做一些违背你直觉的事情。
Then how do we deal with sin?
我们如何面对我们的罪呢？
Because it's so intense.
因为那个罪非常的猛烈。
We depend upon the Lord's strength, forgiveness, and grace, and power.
我们必须要依靠主的力量、主的饶恕、主的大能。
When I was a young man and I sinned, I came to the Lord and said, Lord, forgive me for this sin. You forgive me. I promise you, I won't do it again.
当我年轻的时候，我犯了罪，来到神面前认罪，说主啊，你饶恕我，我答应你不再犯。
And the next time I did it again.
可是下一次我又来又犯了。
Then I came in repentance. I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. If you forgive me, I promise you, I will not do it again.
然后又犯了以后又跟神认罪，认罪跟神说，主啊，求你饶恕我。如果你饶恕我，我答应你，我不再犯。
And I was very sincere.
心里面非常真诚。
But the next time I do it again.
可是下一次我又犯了。
So I come back to the Lord again and say, Lord, I'm so, so sorry. I promise you, you forgive me. I will never, never do it again.
所以我又回到主面前说，主啊，我真的非常非常的抱歉，求你饶恕我，我再次跟你保证，以后不再犯了。
It doesn't work.
可是这个永远没有用。
Not because I'm not sincere.
不是因为我心不够诚。
But because I was trying to manage my sin or master my sin.
因为我是想办法管理我的罪而已。
Now, as an older Christian, my prayer is not, Lord, you forgive me, I promise you, I'll never do it again.
所以当我越来越成熟长大的时候，我就不再跟神说，主啊，我求你饶恕，我答应你不再犯。
Now, my prayer is, Lord, you forgive me and help me, because if you don't help me, I promise you, I will do it again.
所以我现在祷告就是说，主啊，求你帮助我，因为我知道你，如果你不帮助我，我一定会再犯。
Because I realize my weakness.
因为我知道我的软弱。
And therefore I lay hold of the strength of God.
因此我必须要依靠主的力量。
To help me.
靠着主的力量帮助我。
Stand by the way and see. Stop and look.
站在路上查看。
To
see
the grace, the wisdom and the strength of God.
看什么呢？看神的能力、神的恩典、神的慈爱。
您所收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是芳华。接下来我们一块来听约书亚乐团的诗歌《安静》。
藏望在翅膀
在忙碌中学习安静，要知道他是神，他掌管一切。谢谢您收听今天的晨曦讲座，我是芳华，愿神赐您平安喜乐，我们下回相约在主里。
我与你暂时暴风